The Earth Week Challenge aims to get all Vincentians involved in activities geared towards the betterment of planet Earth. That is, according to a member of the Prime Minister's Advisory Council on Youth, Devonte Peters, who says a number of challenges will be held throughout next week in celebration of Earth Week.
The vision of the sectoral group is to lead, inspire, and empower youths in St. Vincent and the Grenadines towards a sustainable and thriving Vincentian society. So we said, okay, we have Earth Week that is coming up, and we need to get persons involved in this. We need to make something fun, and we need to make something that is enjoyable that persons will want to participate in. So for the upcoming week, from the 22nd of April to the 28th, we're launching the Earth Week Challenge. And every day from Monday to the Sunday, we have a different challenge that we want persons to participate in. Now, I know, yes, we started off by talking about the Youth Advisory Council, but this is for everyone. This is for all Vincentians, young, old, and in between.
Peters says Monday's challenge, titled the Plastic Planet Pledge, aims to minimize the use of single-use plastics.
So on Monday, we're launching the first challenge, which is the Plastic Planet Challenge. And we want persons to take a pledge to reduce plastic use in your daily life. So those single-use plastic items, whether it is a plastic fork, a plastic spoon, a water bottle, let's try and reduce those things and let's replace them with something that can be reused, whether it's a bamboo fork, a bamboo straw. You start taking around a water bottle that you can refill rather than using one and disposing of it every day. That is a challenge that we want for Monday. That is the Plastic Planet Pledge.
And Peters explained what will happen on Tuesday, April 23rd, which has been dubbed Meatless Tuesday.
On Tuesday, we're talking about Meatless Tuesday. Persons may not be aware, but deforestation is largely done to facilitate cattle ranching in Brazil. That is where a lot of the cattle are that we eat today is raised. And large amounts of forests are being cleared. So on Tuesday, we're going to show our commitment to try and reduce some of that meat intake that we participate in and having a Meatless Tuesday. So bring out the vegetables is also a healthy way, you know, to help extend or increase longevity. So Meatless Tuesday, embrace the meatless movement of the day.
That was Devonte Peters, a member of the Prime Minister's Advisory Council on Youth. The other challenges include Water Warrior Challenge on Wednesday, April 24th, Transportation Challenge on Thursday, 25th, Local Love on Friday, 26th, Green Shopping Spree on Saturday, 27th, and Green Adventure Day on Sunday, 28th. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.